I will now pass you back to Jane for the final set of news stories.
Our final four stories cover two construction issues and the achievements of two trios of young Norwich residents. Folks in Trowes have been shocked to see trees being felled along the river. The housing developer on the waste land claims it has stayed within the tree felling rules. The Norwich University of the Arts has explained why there is scaffolding around a historic city building. Three city girls are taking a Ryanair spoof to the Edinburgh Festival, while three city lads have been serving up excellent supper clubs. Here is Robin with news of the tree felling controversy.
A property developer being investigated for drastic tree felling on a city site proposed for hundreds of homes has insisted it did follow correct procedures. Folk in Trowes were shocked to see trees along the river on the former May Gurney and Deal Ground industrial sites had been felled in April. The site is currently undergoing works to have 670 homes built on the site through Spurious Property Company. South Norfolk Council had previously confirmed an investigation was underway, and now the Forestry Commission, which has been given greater enforcement powers by the government in recent years, is also involved. A Spurious Property Company spokesman said, "We are continuing to engage with both South Norfolk Council and Norwich City Council about the land management works, and we maintain that we have followed all the correct procedures and guidance. The project team are currently considering community feedback following public consultation events that took place last month."
Norwich University of the Arts has revealed its plans for the former open building after scaffolding has been put up in front of the historic site. The prominent city centre site, which has been left empty since the collapse of a youth charity in March 2020, will officially open to students for the next academic year. The news comes less than a year after the former banking hall was purchased by NUA, a start of plans to shift the focal point of its campus to Bank Plain from the area around St George's Street. A spokesman for the university said, "While the building is generally in great condition, it has required lots of remedial work, such as minor repairs and decorating, after a period of prolonged closure. We aim to have some areas up and running soon from the research activity, and we will be activating other parts of the building for our students in the next academic year." The site was most recently used by the Open Youth Trust for a variety of functions, including as a live music venue, but has been vacant since the charity collapsed in 2020.
Three young city actresses have set their sights sky high as they prepare to take their play to a major comedy festival. The Norwich High School for Girls students are currently in the middle of taking their A-levels, but in August they will be taken to the stage at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. "Join us on Applesby Airlines, where we make the headlines," one of the production's characters says. "We may not be as classy as Ryanair, but we're willing to try and care." Emily Breach, Ava Borthwick and Lola Morgans originally wrote the play for their drama A-level. Emily said, "We never thought this show would be seen by anyone other than examiners, so to be performing to the Edinburgh Festival audience will be amazing." The trio were told their show would be perfect for Fringe after their examination performance, and now their venue and travel is booked. Ava said, "Beyond excited to experience the Edinburgh Festival Fringe for the first time and to perform this show. We're all so proud of what we've created and have such a brilliant time performing it." Lola added, Performing at Edinburgh will be a fantastic distraction from the nervous wait for A-level results, and looking forward to the reaction of our 9 different audiences.
3 18-year-old best friends have been serving up supper clubs, so good people have been returning for more. Billy McNamara, Sam Pope and Leon Wells from Norwich have started Shanty Collective, a supper club built for a passion for cooking and a need to make money to travel the world. Set up 4 months ago, the trio have so far hosted Nepalese, Vietnamese and South Indian nights as they work towards setting off to travel the world in October. Initially, the club was mainly attended by people they knew, but the friends have seen it grow into a sell-out event with people asking for tickets once all have gone. Serving up a starter, main and dessert with nibbles and extras along the way, they have seen many people come to multiple events. Mr. McNamara said, "For a really long time we all shared this main goal to travel and always really loved food. We are all self-taught and cook together a lot, so it sparked the idea to do a supper club to raise money for our trip. The food is themed to each place we are travelling to, but it is also the food we cook at home and love. Supper clubs are £25, as a donation and tickets can be booked online at universe.com.